Overheard at Yoga is brought to you in partnership with Speak Studios and Speak Boise. Speak Boise is a community-driven studio space where voices from all walks of life can speak and be heard. You can find them on Instagram and Facebook at Speak Studios, Speak Boise, and at their website, speakstudios.com. Speak Studios, speak and be heard. This podcast is also brought to you by Instant Imprints. Promote better with Instant Imprints. Instant Imprints are Boise's visual communications expert and your place for everything you need to promote your business, club, school, or group. As a locally owned business, Instant Imprints specializes in making your organization more visible with custom branded apparel, embroidery, promotional items, print services, and wide format printing for signs as well as banners and vehicle graphics. Want better ways to get noticed? Visit Instant Imprints at instantimprints.com/Boise or call 208-IMPRINT. That's 208-467-7468. It's your girl, Christina. This is Overheard at Yoga. So let's crank up the heat and get down, dog. Hello, welcome back to Overheard at Yoga. I am stoked because one of my best friends is here, Megan Aaron. We are colleagues. We've worked together in the yoga world for years. And Megan's amazing. She used to own a yoga studio. She runs a teacher training. She's our director of teacher training. We've done retreats. We've traveled the world together. And she just started her own online yoga platform. I'm so stoked you're here. Hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me, Christina. I'm thrilled and honored to be here. I was talking to my husband last night about coming on to this podcast. And I said, you know, Christina and I have such a unique bond because I feel like we work so fluidly together. In one situation, you're my boss. And then when we go into a different room, I'm your boss. And we're able to really like just flip on the switch for each other. And so I just have so much respect for you. And yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, thanks. I never actually thought about it that way.
It is kind of funny.
That is really funny. So have you done yoga today?
Actually I have. This morning I just filmed a handstand tutorial part two for our virtual platform. So we had a lot of requests for, you know, inversions and tutorials, and pre-COVID, this is something that I would offer in studio as a workshop. And instead, since we just launched the new platform, I've been filming, which has been really nice because instead of, you know, going into a 2-hour workshop where your shoulders are just dying after a handstand, it was like, you know, 45 minutes. And I think you can become a little more confident when you're working from your home. So I'm excited to release that video soon. So yes, I did do yoga.
Okay. But what about for me when I was recording from my living room, it was hard for me to step into teacher mode, teacher vibe. So how do you do that? Because you're so good at it.
Okay. When I was little, I used to love being in the spotlight. And I would put on like these grand shows for my parents' friends. And honestly, it's a little bit like acting, which is funny.
Okay.
But you'll notice, you know, some of the best yoga teachers are actually actors or actresses. And we have one on our team at Hollywood, and she's going to be teaching on the platform soon, actually, Jamie. And she's an actress and is absolutely fantastic when it comes to just being able to step into that role. I will say though, moving from teaching in person for the past 10 years and then shifting to online, it took me a couple of months to really get it down. It's all about trusting yourself and giving yourself grace. And I've been huge on making sure that my editor doesn't edit out the silly stuff that I do because I want it to be as real as possible. Mm-hmm. I don't want it to look, you know, fake or edited too much. I want it to have this really natural, organic vibe. So when I just kind of let perfection go, it is what it is.
The video of you where your cat came in, it was so cool. It was so cute. I loved it.
Oh my gosh. That's the thing about, you know, my home studio is in my house. It actually used to be my kids' toy room. And during COVID, you know, we were all stuck at home and I just decided, you know what, kids, time to move out. Mom is moving in, and my husband completely demoed the place and made it a beautiful yoga studio. And there's some uncontrollables, like the animals. I used to be really obsessed with making sure that they were out of it. But again, the more I've been doing this, mm-hmm. the more relaxed I've gotten about it. Besides that same cat that you saw in the video.
Yeah.
The other day I was filming a live class and she totally popped her whole face into the camera. That's all you could see. So that I was like, okay, too much.
Oh my gosh. I want to talk more about you wanting to be the spotlight because you're a Pisces, so you flow with water. Do you have like a Leo in you? Like what else is in your astrology chart?
I actually do.
There it is.
Yes, I do. I have a little bit of fire in me. I want to say it's my sun rising or moon rising. I'm not the best when it comes to astrology, but it's either my sun or my moon.
Your sun sign is Pisces. Your rising sign is Leo.
Leo.
What's your moon sign?
Oh, it's actually a Libra, which I thought was really interesting.
Yeah. So do you, because what I know about moon signs is your moon sign is how you are, how you think you are, and your sun sign is what you show the world. I'm not sure. I can't remember what your rising sign is. I have this app on my phone called CoStar that I'm obsessed with, and it tells you all of that stuff. And then your friends can join too. And then your friends, and you can compare notes with each other, and it will say which friends you should hang out with today and which friends you should avoid based on how the stars are.
Oh my gosh. I love that. I feel like your rising sign, and I could be completely wrong, is who you are when no one's around, who you are when no one's watching. Yeah.
Well, my rising sign is Taurus, and I heard that Taurus are known as being lazy, and I will just like lay in bed and Netflix for hours.
It's how you reset.
I know. And then when my roommate moved in with me, I was so embarrassed because she would catch me eating dinner in bed watching Netflix. She never judged me. She's amazing. She'll bring me like some tea or coffee in the morning because she knows I need my bedtime.
Oh my gosh. I love it.
I wanted to talk to you about rituals and healthy habits because I know you've done a cleanse recently, and I think cleanses are so interesting, and I hear people doing them all the time, and there's so many different kinds. I think the original cleanse that I remember ever hearing about when I was in high school was, oh, you just drink water with cayenne and maple syrup and lemon, and then you just do that for a week. And I think I saw it on The Office when Kelly, this character, she goes on the cleanse and she's just like ragged and she's trying to go from a size 10 to a size 2 in a week. So do you have like certain cleanses or rituals? What do you do?
I do. I like to cleanse at the change of every season. Mostly, you know, as we transition from seasons, it can be challenging on our bodies to transition as well. And I would say, you know, with the practice of yoga, I've become so much more aware of what my body needs at what time. And for me, the transition from winter into spring is a really hard transition for my physical body. I come into spring feeling rather heavy and just, you know, carrying that winter, like I wouldn't even necessarily say winter weight, but like the winter sluggishness.
I think because especially where we live, we get these teasers where it feels like summer and spring's coming and then suddenly it will snow and there's still like that like draggy heaviness of winter. And if you have seasonal depression, like on Monday, I could barely come to work. I was just like, I can't do it. But then today the sun is shining and now I'm walking on sunshine. So it's just a weird time of year from going from winter to spring.
It really is. And, you know, it's not typically just, you know, me who's going to have that issue. It's across the board, probably the hardest transition for the majority of people, especially if you live in a climate that does have four seasons. So with that being said, I've always done a cleanse, whether that be juicing or just staying away from processed foods for a certain amount of time. But this most recent cleanse was introduced to me by my sister, and my dad actually carries the product because he is a chiropractor out of Washington. And my sister had done it a few times and she is obsessed. She absolutely loves it. And my sister is the type that loves to eat food. Okay. I remember growing up, it was like, if you even tried to grab a part of her snack, she would freak out. So I'm like, okay, if you can do this cleanse, it was a 21 day cleanse. I was like, I could do this cleanse because that's my world. I love healthy eating. I'm really a healthy eater as it is, but I love my snack foods. Yeah. I also love my coffee. I love a good glass of wine every once in a while. So these are some things that I was just fully ready to, you know, see if I could cut them out. For the original plan was just to do 10 days. I was underestimating myself. And once I got to the 10 day mark, honestly, I started to feel so good that I took it through the full 21 days. And honestly, I'm kind of still going with it. It was a transformational shift, I guess, in the way that I would mindfully eat rather than, oh, I'm bored, I think I'll just go ahead and grab a snack.
Well, I have a question for you, and I hope it doesn't offend you, but to me, you look like a 17-year-old, perfect, beautiful girl. You've never aged, you're gorgeous. So what inspired you to want to do a cleanse when you do yoga and you already eat healthy? What do you need a cleanse for?
Yeah, so, actually, you know this about me because we've traveled together a lot, is I kind of have stomach issues, okay? So I'd say a little bit of IBS and things like that. I bloat really easily. And anytime my routine is messed with, I have an issue with my stomach,
okay. No
matter what. So I wanted to get that under control. I've done all sorts of things. Yeah. You've recommended some wild things, and I've tried everything to get this under control, and I have not been successful. So that was really my root issue. And then also, I just wanted to know that I could do it for 21 days, because normally the cleanses I do are about 3 to 5 days max, and then I'm done. So yeah, that was really the root of it.
Did you ever try those sugar-free gummy bears? Do you remember that Amazon review I sent you?
Yeah.
It's called Haribo sugar-free gummy bears. And if you go on Amazon, there's thousands of reviews of people saying don't eat more than 8 or you're going to run to the bathroom. And these people wrote very descriptive, lots of adjectives about these things. So no offense to the gummy bear industry, but I was like, Megan, we were traveling. I was like, try this.
Oh my gosh. I never tried them. I'll keep that in the back of my mind though.
Oh my gosh. So you did it. You're feeling good.
I did it. I'm feeling great. It's called the Standard Process Cleanse. And now that I've gotten through it, I'm actually partnering with my dad. And we are going to lead a group of individuals who are seeking a healthier lifestyle through a 21-day cleanse starting on March 22nd.
Rad. So what did your sister think? What was she, like, what inspired her to want to do it?
I think for my sister, I'm not sure what inspired her actually to do it. She's a fairly healthy eater, but she definitely likes her junk food. She was always the girl who would love to have like a piece of chocolate cake in the morning. And she's naturally really thin. Like, she can eat whatever she wants and stay that way. But I remember thinking growing up, she would always wake up and have like a piece of chocolate cake or a donut or whatever. Yeah. I honestly was never the body type that could get away with eating like that. Mm. So I think she just wanted to clean up her diet. And
yeah. It's that time of year where you want to do it anyway. Get ready for spring, get ready for summer. Do you have any rituals or health habits that you kind of stick with that help you through the seasons?
Yeah. So one thing that I love to do, especially if I'm having any stomach issues, if I'm a little stressed out or getting ready to travel or moving towards a transitional shift of any way, is celery juice in the mornings.
Okay.
So making sure, wake up, juice fresh, has to be organic celery. And you should start out with maybe like 3-4 ounces and then slowly increase all the way up to 16 ounces a day. Yeah. If you have a sensitive stomach, like for you,
I was going to say, I had some celery going bad. I'm like, I'll just juice the whole thing. And I drank it all and it was fine. I went to work.
Oh, it was fine.
But I also broke my juicer recently, so I haven't juiced in a while, and I need to get a new juicer. So I need to figure that out. But so that's smart. Some people are different than others.
Yeah. Well, and in order to get the full health benefits, it has to be on an empty stomach. So you have to do it first thing when you wake up in the morning, and you have to wait, I think it's like 20 to 30 minutes before you have your coffee, your tea, or any type of food. So
why?
I don't know. I guess it just fully moves into your bloodstream that way. I'm not sure.
Heard that somewhere.
Yeah. Well, I have an amazing naturopath, and he's kind of coached us through all of our healthy habits. I've learned a ton from yoga and Ayurveda, but I would say like the majority has been through a local naturopath that we see. And he has helped us tremendously.
Okay. So you say us, your husband, your kids. How do you get the kids on board?
Yeah. Okay. So long story short, I guess, when my daughter was 18 months old, she was diagnosed with juvenile arthritis. And I was a young mom at the time. I was 23 when I had her. And I remember getting this diagnosis and I totally flipped out because, first of all, I didn't think a child could get arthritis. I thought, what in the world is going on? Second of all, I was a vegan when I was pregnant with her. And to me, I thought I was a pretty healthy person. So, you know, naturally, I placed a lot of mom guilt on myself. Just like, oh my gosh, what did I do wrong? How did this happen? So she has an autoimmune disorder. And I knew there had to be another way besides just mainstream medicine. You know, I grew up in a chiropractic family where my dad was a chiropractor and all of my uncles were chiropractors. And, you know, whenever we were sick, we just went to go get an adjustment. And that's what we did. So I was raised in that environment. So I guess it was really instilled in me. And when I got that diagnosis, I knew I had to find another pathway. And that's when actually an amazing woman who went through our teacher training many years ago introduced me to a naturopath locally here in Boise who completely rocked our worlds. So he helped Kaya to my daughter. What we did was the GAPS diet for her to basically start to go in and repair and heal her gut so that, you know, anything that she had, like toxin wise, wouldn't necessarily leak through the gut and move into her system, causing inflammation.
How old was she when she was doing this?
She was about two.
Wow.
Yeah, she was about two at the time, which was really good. It's kind of a double-edged sword. It was really good on one hand because she didn't know necessarily what other foods tasted like. Okay. Because she had just been introduced into the food world, right? When she was one, I think, you know, or I guess 6 months is when they start to eat foods. But I kept everything really organic and safe. But interestingly enough, even when I would feed her organic bread, she would flare up.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Or cheese, especially. She would flare up.
So how many years ago is that? Because I don't think anyone had ever heard about gluten until, I don't know how many years ago.
Yeah, that was
a new thing.
Seven years ago. It was hard back then because, well, now you go to the store and there's everything is grain free. And that's what she was doing. She was on a grain free diet. So she couldn't even have rice, you know. But now you go to the store and you see everything. There's almond flour, coconut flour.
Yeah, the flour section's amazing.
Right. And everything's already like pre-made into little crackers for you, which obviously kids love to snack. So if we were to go back and redo that diet, it would be a lot easier. But then, you know, I'm lucky enough to be married to a chef and he cooked everything from scratch. My amazing mother-in-law baked her a loaf of grain-free bread every single Sunday and brought it over to our house so that she could have her, you know, carbs.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So like today, she's how old?
She is 8 and a half.
Does she still eat a grain-free diet?
She doesn't. So she has come a long way. I feel really blessed because we've been able to find this really beautiful balance between, you know, medicine, but also going towards more of a natural path. I would say we definitely lean more on this natural side. But because we've put in, I guess, 7 years of work into her diet, she's able to eat almost anything that's organic. However, during cold and flu season, I don't allow either of my kids to have dairy. It increases their mucus production.
Right.
Yeah.
Smart.
But they like vegan cheese, you know, and they like organic everything. They love almond flour bread, and they're open to trying things like that.
Awesome. Have you heard of any like weird cleanses from your students?
Oh man. You know, I will say most recently, I don't think I've heard any from my students, but I will say that there's a chiropractor up north and who got my family and my sister interested in a water cleanse.
Oh,
water,
gosh.
Not water cleanse, water fast, I should say. So the only thing you're allowed to have is water. Mm-hmm. And you work yourself up to like a minimum of 5 days. And then I think he recently just did one where he completed 10 days. And he does this multiple times a year. There's some great documentaries on this.
I've seen a couple documentaries, and I've seen like documentaries that really say how amazing it is. And it shows these stories of people. And then you see other stories of other documentaries saying, don't do it. So I guess that's like how anything is. Every person's different. Everyone's going to react differently. Okay. Did your family do the water cleanse?
Yes, my sister did it. She's actually doing it right now again for the second time.
Tap water? What kind of water?
No, spring water. We have the Berkey filters. If you guys have not heard of Berkey, you have to go look up Berkey. It's the most amazing filter. It gives you the cleanest, most purified water. It's actually something that we did for Kaya, for my daughter, and one of the many things we invested in. And we actually got her energies balanced through this amazing energetic healer who unfortunately moved away to Sweden, so we can't see him. My son needs to see him. But we got all these crystals.
Here we go.
Yeah, this is amazing.
This is what
and
I live for.
He was probably in kindergarten or first grade. And we put one crystal in the Berkey filter so that it's always in there.
Well, which kind of crystal?
Okay, so it's a basic crystal, but
like a quartz crystal?
It's a basic quartz crystal.
Okay.
But he took it, and without us telling him anything about Kaya, he instantly picked up on her greatest fears of life. Whoa. And he was spot on. So one of her greatest fears is fear of failure. And, you know, anytime something would change or go wrong, there would be massive meltdowns.
What's her sign?
She's a Leo.
Huh.
She's a Leo. She loves to be the center of attention, but she's a perfectionist is what I would say. And for a young one to be such a perfectionist.
Sign? Sorry.
I don't know.
I'm going to get you that CoStar app. We'll do it.
You have to. I need to know what she is. Like, she's so Leo. It's like, I swear, like everything's Leo.
So he picks up this crystal and he picks up on, you know, your daughter, these fears. And that's amazing.
He picks up on her fears. He picks up on like specific internal organs that are out of balance. And obviously he picks up on bodily inflammation. So for example, this is how we knew it worked. Okay. So the week before she went to go get her crystal, I dropped her off at a birthday party, which was down the street from our house. And one of her really good friends from school, I drop her off like, all right, well, I'm going to take your brother home, who was like 2 at the time. And she clings to my leg in so much fear and crying. So one of her other fears was like, I guess, fear of being left, fear of abandonment.
Mm.
And that started to really come out. So like sometimes, you know, I would leave her in the house and go get the garbage, you know, like I'm going to go get the garbage. And if she couldn't find me, it was like a complete panic attack. Anyways, so he picked up on that and we got the crystal. She started wearing it and she started putting it in the water. And a couple of weeks later, she got invited to another birthday. And I thought, oh my gosh, I honestly don't even want to tell her about the birthday because I can't go through that again.
Mm-hmm.
But I took her and it was complete night and day. I was able to leave her.
Really?
This was a friend that we barely knew. Yep.
She was just like, hey, bye, mom. See
bye,
you later.
Mom. Never had an issue again.
Was she wearing the crystal or was the crystal like in the water filter or just like in like a water bottle?
So both, and this is a hilarious story, but she wears the crystal And I would make her take it to school, right? Mm-hmm. She's going to school 7 hours a day. You got to have this crystal on you, Kaya. So of course she puts the crystal in her pocket. And like any kindergarten first grader does, she loses it. I'm sure she was showing it to some friends. But this guy moved to Sweden. So we had to get that crystal.
Yeah.
So I had to go back into her classroom and risk looking like the total lunatic mom.
Crazy yoga mom.
Like, hey,
I need my crystal.
My daughter lost her crystal. Yeah, I need it. Like tear the desks apart. Oh my gosh. I think from that moment on that teacher
and you,
never
looked. And you look a lot younger than you are. So you're like this child mom. Looking for her crystal.
Yeah. I got pretty crazy about that. We never found it, unfortunately.
Well, would your healer say that the crystal went where it needed to go and that she had used it and no longer needed it?
Probably.
Okay, so what do you need him for Maddox?
What's going okay. on? Maddox is a Cancer sign.
Oh, emotional.
Yeah, I've never dealt with that before. I don't understand, right? I don't even think I have very many Cancer friends. No one in my family is a Cancer. So, you know, when Maddox came along, it was like, he's this strong, like super bulky little boy. He was 10 pounds at birth. And the emotions that came with it just shocked me, I guess, because I had envisioned this boy coming in like, you know, just easygoing. You're a boy.
Isn't
like,
that
you
what
don't
they
care.
All say? Like, boys yeah. are so easy. But he's in touch with his emotions.
Very much so. And, you know, he has a little bit of my Fitzpatrick side, which is my maiden name. So he's got a little bit of anger.
A temper.
So there's some rage in there. Yeah.
Wait, so Fitzpatrick is like Scottish?
Irish.
But you're also Italian, so you got some spicy Italian blood too.
Yeah, I'm 50% Italian. My mom's entire side is 100%. That's where I get my like smallness from, I would say.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm like taller than most of my aunts.
But you get your fire from the
Irish side.
Interesting. Okay.
Exactly. Yeah, so Maddox just needs the crystal, you know, to calm the heck down. Relax, buddy.
Could I just like pick out any basic crystal and then bless it and then just wear it around my neck and wear it in my special water and that would do the trick? Or do I need to have the healer?
I think you need to have the healer because, you know, he needs to specifically program it. I know there's all these crystals out there. It's like, oh, this one's for love and opening up your heart and da 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 da, which is neat, but we tried all of those, you know, and I didn't see a huge difference. It was when Kaya went in and got specifically programmed. Honestly, and my husband is, you know, he's a huge doubter when it comes to this natural healing. He has to be convinced.
Okay.
And him Virgo. And I, yeah,
just
Virgo.
So he's a Virgo.
Yeah.
That's the best one. Virgo yes. power.
You and Josh get along so well. It's amazing. That's why we all three get along so
yeah,
well, right?
Yeah.
It's so good. But he was like instantly, I mean, sold. We haven't seen an issue since.
When did your sister do the water cleanse? Did she space them out with this latest cleanse?
Yeah. So she did the standard process cleanse, I think it was last year, so it hasn't been recently. But she, I want to say it was last month, she did the water cleanse. And her reason behind it is she has a lot of chronic pain. She's a hairdresser. And I think my mom says, she was dropped on her head as a baby. Literally, Wait. She fell off the counter.
Oh.
Yeah, so her neck has been messed up forever. She's got chronic pain. She also has terrible insomnia.
Oh, no.
So when she watched these documentaries and she listened to some advice from another chiropractor, it was like, you can honestly completely reset your body through the water fast. So that's what she's been trying to accomplish. She made it. Her goal was 5 days. The first time she did it, she made it 2.5 days before getting the keto flu. Which made her feel, you know, extremely sick. I think she lost a little too much weight. She doesn't have much to lose as it is.
Can you explain the keto flu? I can't remember exactly what that is.
So it basically makes you feel like you have the flu. Body aches, massive headache. For some, even vomiting. I don't know if she vomited or not, but it was very similar to the flu. your body is heavily detoxing.
Oh my gosh. So this is really funny that we're talking about cleanses and different diets to help you heal your body. So when you texted me, because you were in the lobby and you weren't sure where we were, I was driving here eating pizza while driving.
Yes.
Because I had to hurry because I just taught class and yeah. I was like, okay, I better hurry. I've got 15 minutes to get to the studio to meet you. And I haven't eaten anything all day. So I stopped at the co-op, I was going to grab like a little healthy, fresh snack pack, but they were out. So then I was like, what can I grab quickly? So I grabbed a slice of pizza. So if you see me driving down the road, I'm like in my yoga clothes with my yoga sticker on the back of my car, eating a full slice of pizza to talk about cleanses on this podcast, which is exciting.
I'm a huge believer in moderation. Everything, yeah. You have to have balance, a little bit of balance.
Balance, moderation, absolutely. Are there any favorites, like books or things that you would recommend people check out if they wanted to check out different cleanses, healthy habits, rituals, like celery juice? What could you recommend?
Oh my gosh. I would say what started us on this path was the GAPS diet. And there is a GAPS diet book that you can read all about. But again, that was so long ago that I feel like now there's so many similar ways of healthy eating. It's all simply just about cutting out the overly processed foods.
Yeah.
So to be completely honest, I don't have a whole lot of time to sit around and read books. So I'm a podcast person.
Heyo.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm driving constantly, my kids from place to place. And I'm super guilty of falling asleep every time I read a book.
Yeah. And I don't think you have to be an expert to know that processed foods probably aren't the best for you. I don't think you have to be an expert to know that fresh fruits and vegetables are pretty great for you. So I'm not an expert. Obviously, I drive and eat pizza, but balance in all things. Before we go, if we can glow too, is there anything you want to plug?
Hell yes. We are going to Mexico.
Yes,
you,
we are.
Myself and our great friend Candace. Isla Mujeres, Mexico, absolutely a gorgeous island. And we're having a yoga retreat from May 22nd to May 28th. Oh my gosh, we put this on like a week or two ago and we're almost sold out. So I believe we have three rooms left.
Yes, yeah,
absolutely. So far the group that's going, it's a great group of people. We are going to have the time of our lives. So if you're looking for, you know, more information on that, if you'd like to join us, we would love to have you. You can go to pureserenityyoga.com. Do you have any of this listed on your?
On my Instagram, you can go to Xtina Yogini. And I'll have my Instagram is linked to the show's Instagram, which is overheardat.yoga. And you can also email me, xtinayoga@gmail.com. But before we go, I have to ask, what have you overheard at yoga?
The question is, what have I not overheard at yoga? Oh, gosh. Probably one of my favorite stories is back when I was pregnant with my son. I was in the bathroom after I had just taught our class called Fire. And Fire is all about strengthening your core, right? So people come to the class like, ooh, I'm going to have such a strong core when I leave. You know, we go way beyond the levels of the core.
That class is a killer. I think once we get to the core work, I'm spent, I'm done. Like my abs are sore the next day. It's a rough class.
It's a rough class. And, you know, I will say that class is all about stimulating the Manipura chakra, which allows you to find a space of deep confidence and inner strength. So it was really never about like creating a six pack ab or anything like that. But it's funny that our students really portray it as that. And, you know, in this day and age, it's what attracts people, which is great. We'll dig into the layers of that in the class. But anyways, after I just got done teaching Fire, I was in the bathroom at the studio. And one of the guests who had just taken the class came up to me and had said, well, I just took your core class and I don't really know if I want to continue to take that class from you because, you know, you kind of have a belly. She didn't know I was pregnant. And I told her, okay.
I love it. just honest, pure. I don't know if I want to take a class from you because you kind of have a belly. What did you say?
She was so upfront. It was hilarious. And I did tell her, I said, well, I'm 6 months pregnant. And she died laughing. She's like, oh my gosh, I feel so bad because I was telling my friends, like, you know, this seems a little sketchy. We're going to this core class and the instructor's got a gut. So that is, yeah, overheard at yoga.
Overheard at yoga. All right. Well, thanks for listening. I hope you guys check in next time when I bring on my next guest. Namaste.
Namaste.
Attention Idaho and California residents. If you're shopping for a mortgage, contact PacFi, a mortgage brokerage with the top wholesale lenders in the nation. They are committed to simplifying the mortgage process, saving you time and money. Call 858-442-7048 or visit pacfi.com. NMLS number 1462943, Equal Housing Lender. This podcast is brought to you by Make Waves Media House. Make Waves Media House is a full-service video production company based out of Spokane, Washington, but does work all over the U.S., specializing in music video production, editing, director of photography services, motion graphics, and commercial work. With 20 years of experience behind the camera and celebrating 7 years of business, Make Waves is here to create your high-quality videos at affordable prices. You can find them on Facebook now at Make Waves Media House, on Instagram at make.waves.mh, or call them now at 509-991-3000. Overheard at Yoga is brought to you by Coffee and Supply Co. Looking for a new coffee experience? Try Coffee and Supply Co., located in Eagle, Idaho. It's family-owned and features a pour-over bar, a unique bites menu, including vegan and gluten-free options, all locally sourced. Mention Speak Boise and receive 10% off any food and beverage. Visit coffeeandsupplyco.com or follow them at Coffee and Supply Co. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Leave me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts, and I want to hear from you. Please send me your Overheard at Yoga stories. Tell me about your yoga journey, what you love about your home studio, or the funny thing you overheard at yoga. Find me on Instagram at overheardat.yoga to submit. There are so many different styles of yoga and opinions about yoga, but the one thing I've seen in all my travels to different studios is yoga brings a community together. Namaste.